Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My friends, today I want to talk to you from the depths of my heart about a truth that can change your life, a truth that I believe, if you hold on to it, will give you hope no matter what you're going through. It will lift you up when you feel low, and it will remind you that God has a plan, and His plan is greater than anything you can imagine. You see, God is leading you to the greatest destiny. I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Maybe right now, you're facing some challenges. You might be wondering, where is God in all of this? Why does it seem like I'm stuck? But let me remind you of something important. God's timing is perfect, and He's working out every detail in your life, even when you can't see it. You are not alone in this journey. God is walking with you. He is guiding you, even when the road seems rough and unclear. Sometimes, we get discouraged because we expect everything to be easy. We think, if God is leading me, shouldn't everything be smooth? But life doesn't work that way, does it? God leads us through both the mountains and the valleys because He is preparing us for the destiny He has planned. Now, I want you to really understand this. Your destiny is not just something ordinary. It's not just getting by or surviving another day. No, God's plan for your life is extraordinary. He is leading you to something bigger than your wildest dreams. But to get there, you must trust Him, even when you don't understand. You have to keep moving forward, knowing that God's hand is guiding you every step of the way. I know it's hard sometimes. I know there are moments when you feel like giving up. But I want to encourage you, don't give up. God sees you. He knows the pain, the struggles, the heartaches, but He also knows the victory that's coming. He knows the breakthrough that's on the horizon. And He is saying to you today, hold on, I am leading you to your greatest destiny. Let me ask you, do you believe that God's plan is greater than your plan? Because when you truly believe that, it changes everything. It changes the way you look at your situation. Instead of focusing on the difficulties, you start focusing on what God is doing behind the scenes. And trust me, He is doing something amazing. He is opening doors you can't even see yet. He is preparing blessings that you haven't even imagined. But you have to stay faithful. You see, God often works in ways we don't expect. We may be looking for something small, but God is preparing something huge. You might be asking for a little help, but God wants to give you more than just help. He wants to give you a whole new level of life, of peace, of purpose. God is not just a small God who does small things. He is a great God who does great things. I know it might feel like you've been waiting for a long time. Maybe you've been praying and asking God to change things, and it seems like nothing is happening. But let me tell you, my friends, sometimes God is silent because He's working on something bigger than what you're asking for. He's not ignoring you. He's not forgotten about you. He's working things out in ways that you can't even understand right now. But that's where faith comes in. Faith is believing in what you can't see. Faith is trusting that God is leading you, even when you don't see the whole picture. Faith is knowing that your greatest destiny is ahead, and it's coming, because God is in control. And here's the truth I want you to hold on to. God will not fail you. He has never failed anyone who trusted in him, and he's not going to start with you. He's not going to abandon you halfway through your journey. No, he will lead you all the way to your greatest destiny. So what should you do? Keep trusting him. Keep praying. Keep moving forward, even when it's hard. Even when it's hard. Even when it doesn't make sense. Because God is working, and he is faithful to finish what he started in your life. Beloved friends, no matter what is happening in your life right now, no matter how uncertain things may feel, he is still in control. You are not wandering aimlessly through life. And
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your struggles are not in vain. Every single step you take is part of a bigger plan. A plan that only God fully knows, but one that will ultimately lead you to the greatest destiny he has in store for you. My friends, our human nature makes it hard to trust, doesn't it? We get anxious, we get impatient, and we start asking, why isn't God doing something right now? But here's the truth. God's timing is always perfect. You see, part of God leading you to your destiny involves timing. And timing can be frustrating, right? We live in a world where we want everything fast. We want answers today. We want breakthroughs tomorrow. But God doesn't just hand out quick fixes. He's more interested in growing you, in shaping you, in preparing you for the greatness that's coming. That's why we need patience. I know that's a word a lot of us don't like to hear. We don't want to be told to wait when we're desperate for change. But patience is part of the process. God is working behind the scenes. And while you're waiting, he's preparing you for what's coming. So if you're in a season of waiting, don't be discouraged. Waiting is not a sign that God has forgotten you. Waiting is a sign that God is getting everything in place for the right moment. And when that moment comes, it will be better than anything you ever imagined. Remember, God doesn't do things halfway. He doesn't give you half a blessing. He gives you a blessing that's complete, that's whole. And that's designed specifically for you. But it comes in his time, not ours. So while you're waiting, stay faithful. While you're waiting, keep trusting that God is moving. And here's something else I want you to hold on to. God is not just preparing a small destiny for you. No, he's leading you to a great destiny. You might look at your life right now and think, I don't see it, Pastor. I don't see how anything great can come out of this situation I'm in. But that's exactly how God works. He takes the things we think are broken, the situations we think are hopeless, and he turns them into something beautiful. Let me tell you, God doesn't see you as a failure. He doesn't see your situation as impossible. He sees potential. He sees your future. And what he sees is something so much greater than what you can see right now. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Because faith tells us that even when it looks impossible, God is still able to do the impossible. Maybe you're facing something that feels too big for you to handle. Maybe you've been battling something for years, and you're tired. But can I encourage you today? God has not brought you this far to leave you. He is still leading you, even in your struggle. And he is leading you to a breakthrough that will amaze you. Your greatest destiny is still ahead of you. You might not feel like you're on the path to greatness right now. You might be dealing with challenges, setbacks, and disappointments. But God is saying to you today, I am still in control. I know where I'm taking you. I know the plans I have for you, and they are plans to give you hope and a future. Friends, it's easy to feel lost when we're facing difficulties. It's easy to feel like we've missed our chance, like we've taken a wrong turn somewhere. But God's path for your life is not dependent on your mistakes. His plan for your destiny is still unfolding, and He knows exactly how to get you where you need to be. If you've been struggling, if you've been questioning, where is God in all of this? Let me remind you, He is right there with you. He hasn't left you, and He's not done with you. In fact, the very place where you feel lost might be the place where God is preparing to do His greatest work in your life. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. Your destiny is still unfolding. And even though you can't see every step of the way right now, God sees the whole picture. He knows the end from the beginning, and He is faithful to complete what He started in you. Let me share with you another powerful verse, one that has always encouraged me in difficult times. It's Philippians 1:6, where Paul writes, "Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." My friends, the good work that God started in your life, He will finish. He's not going to stop halfway. He's not going to leave you hanging. He will finish what He started, and it will be glorious. In Psalm 37, 23, 24, it says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand." Even if you stumble, even if you make mistakes, God is still leading you. He's still holding you, and He will guide you to your greatest destiny. Now, I want to talk about something important that many of us experience along the journey to our destiny: the feeling of being unworthy. Maybe you've had times when you've looked at your life and thought, "How can God have a great destiny for me? I've made too many mistakes. I'm not talented enough. I'm not good enough." If you've ever felt that way, I want you to listen carefully to this part of the message, because God does not see you the way you see yourself. He sees something greater in you, something far beyond your flaws, your failures, and your shortcomings. In fact, many times, the very things we think disqualify us are the things God uses to show His greatness. You see, when God looks at you, He doesn't see your mistakes. He sees your potential. He doesn't focus on your weaknesses. He sees the greatness inside of you that He placed there from the very beginning. That's why we need to stop listening to the lies of doubt and fear that try to tell us we're not good enough. Because if God has called you, if He is leading you, then no mistake, no failure, no weakness can stop His plan for your life. Let me say this. Your destiny is not determined by your past. Whatever you've been through, whatever mistakes you've made, they do not cancel God's plan for you. Maybe you've had moments when you've stumbled or gone in the wrong direction. Maybe you've even doubted God's plan at times. But the beautiful thing about God is that He can take every wrong turn, every mistake, and still get you to your destiny. Nothing is wasted in God's hands. It's like this. Imagine you're on a journey, driving to a place you've never been before. Along the way, you might take a wrong turn or get lost for a bit, but as long as you have your GPS, it will always reroute you, right? It will guide you back to the right path. That's how God works in your life. Even if you make mistakes, even if you get lost for a while, God is constantly rerouting you. guiding you back to the path that leads to your greatest destiny. Some of you may feel like you've made too many wrong turns. You may feel like you're too far off course for God to bring you back. But let me encourage you today. God is bigger than your mistakes. He's bigger than your doubts. He's bigger than your fears. No matter how far you've wandered, God's hand is still on your life, and He is still leading you to something greater. So don't let your past hold you back. Don't let fear and insecurity keep you from stepping into the future that God has for you. You are worthy, not because of what you've done, but because of what God has done. You are worthy because God has chosen you, and He has a plan for your life that nothing and no one can cancel. And here's another important truth. God uses imperfect people to do great things. You don't have to be perfect for God to use you. In fact, it's often through our weaknesses that God shows His strength. So, if you feel like you're not good enough, if you feel like you don't have what it takes, let me remind you that God is the one who gives you what you need. He's the one who gives you what you need. He's the one who empowers you, strengthens you, and equips you to reach your destiny. Remember, your destiny is not something you have to achieve on your own. God is the one leading you. He is the one opening doors, making a way, and guiding you toward the future He has prepared for you. All you have to do is follow Him, trust Him, and keep moving forward, even when it's hard. You may be thinking, "But Pastor, I don't feel strong enough to keep going. I don't feel like I have what it takes to reach my destiny." And that's okay, because guess what? God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be the strongest, the smartest, or the most talented. All you have to do is keep trusting God. Keep showing up, even when it's hard. Keep believing that He's leading you, even when you don't see the whole picture. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" My friends, God's power shows up in our weakness. When you feel like you don't have the strength to go on, that's when God's strength comes in and carries you. When you feel like you don't have the ability, that's when God's grace steps in and makes a way. I want you to remember this. God is not asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to be faithful. He's asking you to trust Him, to follow Him, and to believe that He is leading you to your greatest destiny. And even in your weakest moments, He is still working. He is still moving. He is still leading you. Now, I know some of you are facing challenges right now that make it hard to believe in this destiny. You're going through battles that seem overwhelming. But let me tell you, God's destiny for your life is not dependent on the circumstances you're in right now. Your current situation may be difficult, but it's not permanent. God is bigger than your problems, and He's leading you to victory. Sometimes, the greatest breakthroughs come right after the biggest battles. So, if you're in a battle right now, hold on. God is not done with you. The struggle you're facing right now is not the end of your story. It's just a part of the journey. And every battle you face is leading you closer to your destiny. My dear friends, I hope you're still with me as we continue to dive deeper into this message of hope and destiny. God has a plan for your life that is far greater than you could ever imagine. And in this part, we are going to talk about something that many people experience along the way to their destiny: delays. Have you ever felt like things were taking too long? Like the plans you've been praying for are not happening as quickly as you expected? Maybe you've been waiting for that breakthrough, for that opportunity, for that moment where everything falls into place, but it seems like it's taking forever. Delays can be frustrating. When you know, deep down, that God has something great for you, it can be difficult to understand why things aren't moving as fast as you'd like. But let me tell you this, delays are not denials. Just because something is taking longer than you thought doesn't mean it's not going to happen. God's timing is different from ours, and sometimes He allows delays for a very important reason, to prepare us. You see, your destiny is so great, so significant, that sometimes you need to grow and develop before you step into it. And those seasons of waiting, those moments when it feels like nothing is happening, are often the times when God is doing the most work behind the scenes. He's preparing you for what's to come. You might not see it right now, but every delay, every closed door, every moment of waiting is part of God's process to bring you to your greatest destiny. God's preparation is happening in the delay. Think about it this way. Imagine if you were given a great opportunity, but you weren't ready for it. Imagine being handed your dream job, but you didn't have the skills or the experience to handle it. That's why God takes His time. Because He wants to make sure that when He opens the door to your destiny, you are fully prepared to walk through it with confidence, strength, and wisdom. It's like when a chef is preparing a delicious meal. The cooking process takes time. If you rush it, the food won't taste right. If you take it out of the oven too soon, it won't be ready. The same is true for your destiny. God is cooking up something great for you, but it's going to take some time in the oven. Don't rush the process. Trust that when it's ready, it will be better than anything you could have ever imagined. Let me ask you something. What if the delay you're experiencing right now is actually God's way of protecting you? What if the very thing you've been waiting for isn't happening yet because God knows you're not ready? He's not punishing you. He's protecting you. He's shielding you from things you can't see yet because He wants to make sure that when you step into your destiny, you are fully prepared and equipped for it. Friends, God loves you too much to give you something before you're ready for it. He loves you too much to let you step into your destiny before you've been fully prepared. So, if you're in a season of waiting right now, I want you to change the way you see it. Don't see it as a punishment. Don't see it as God ignoring your prayers. See it as a season of preparation. Waiting doesn't mean that nothing is happening. It means that something is happening inside of you. God is building your character. He's strengthening your faith. He's teaching you patience and endurance. All of these things are necessary for you to step into your greatest destiny. But I know how hard it can be to wait. I know how easy it is to get discouraged when things aren't happening as quickly as you want. So today, I want to encourage you to keep your eyes on the promise, not on the delay. Keep your eyes on what God has spoken to your heart, not on how long it's taking. God's promises never fail. If He has promised you something, it will come to pass. But it will happen in His timing, not yours. And here's something important to remember. God's timing is always perfect. It may not feel perfect to us, but He knows exactly when and how things need to happen. So, during this season of waiting, I want you to ask yourself, what is God trying to teach me? How is He preparing me? Don't waste the wait. Instead, use this time to grow closer to God. Use this time to strengthen your faith, to develop your character, and to prepare yourself for the great things that are coming. You might be thinking, Pastor, I've been waiting for so long. I don't know how much longer I can wait. And I get it. The waiting can feel long and tiring. But let me remind you of something important. You are not waiting alone. God is with you in the waiting. He's walking with you, encouraging you, and preparing you every step of the way. He hasn't forgotten about you. He sees you. He hears your prayers. And even though it may feel like nothing is happening, I promise you. God is working behind the scenes in ways you can't see yet. In Lamentations 3:25, it says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. God is good to those who wait on him." If you stay faithful in the waiting, if you keep seeking him, he will reward you with something far greater than you could ever imagine. I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't let the delay discourage you. Don't let the waiting steal your joy. God is not done with you. He's just getting started. Your greatest destiny is still ahead of you. And even though it may not happen when you expect, God's timing is always worth the wait. Remember this, friends. The longer the wait, the greater the blessing. God has something so extraordinary in store for you that it's worth every moment of waiting. He's preparing you for something big, something life-changing, something that will not only bless you, but bless others through you. Now let us open our hearts to this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, trusting in your plan for our lives. We may not always understand why things take time, but we believe that you are preparing us for something greater. Help us to stay patient in the waiting and trust in your perfect timing. Father, we ask for your provision in our finances. For those struggling, open doors of opportunity and bless them with what they need. We know you are our provider, and we trust you to take care of every need. We also ask for healing, Lord. Touch those who are sick or in pain. Restore their health and give them strength to move forward. We pray for your protection over our lives. Keep us safe from harm. Guard our families and guide us as we walk towards the future you have planned for us. And Lord, we pray for breakthroughs in our finances, in our health, in every area where we feel stuck. Make a way for us, Father, because we know you are able to do the impossible. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We trust in you, and we know that you will lead us to the greatest destiny. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.